We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, charitable viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907 and Intelsat 805. A reminder for viewers in Central and South America, Supreme Master Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. Today, July 31st, 2009, is the last day with transmission to both satellites. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite Intelsat 805, location 55.5 degrees west, frequency 3771 MHz, polarization vertical, symbol rate 13333, FEC auto or 5 over 6.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukh Batur, Seleng Province, channel 30 on Mining Mongolsh. In Dahun Ulus Province, channel 8 on Dahun Broadcasting System. In Shah, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Khotush, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narend. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Jinan County, channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Commission donates 5 million euros to help the Caribbean people in times of adverse weather conditions. In education news, a visually impaired student from Formosa, Taiwan, wins the highest academic honor at the National Tsinghua University. In animal welfare news, the World Wildlife Fund urges the protection of Borneo rhino's forest habitat. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, July 31st commemorates the passing of Hungarian composer Ferenc Liszt in 1886. He is considered one of the greatest pianists of all time. Born in 1811 in Dorbajan, Ferenc Liszt began composing at the age of 8. He gave his first public presentation as a concert pianist when he was 9 and toured Europe in his early adulthood. Immensely popular during his time, he was also noted for his generosity, giving to those affected by natural disasters, to orphans, and teaching many students for free. Besides his renowned playing, a significant contribution of Mr. Liszt was his invention of the symphonic poem, which sets a scene or conveys a story. May amazing talents such as those of Mr. Ferenc Liszt be nurtured and shared to beautify and uplift our world.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. Beginning July 9th, over 2 million people were affected and at least 17 people perished, as more than 100 townships in southwestern China's Sichuan and Hunan provinces, as well as Chongqing municipality, were deluged by rainfall and floods. On July 13th, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed her sorrow and prayers as she donated $15,000 in aid, an amount that could purchase $118,000 in relief supplies if acquired in the United States based on China's cost of living.
On July 25th, our association's relief team from Sichuan Province went to assess the major hit Qingchuan County, where 250,000 people had been affected by some 900 mud and landslides, with telecommunication connections lost and no electricity or water. Over 5,000 homes had been seriously damaged or destroyed.
Our relief team found that the majority of the victims had already been cared for by the government, but some disadvantaged groups, particularly the disabled, still needed assistance. Purchasing a truckload of electric rice cookers, rice, cooking oil, towels, flashlights, and medicine, they traveled hundreds of kilometers to distribute the materials to 30 households. The relief recipients were touched by Master's compassionate aid and repeatedly expressed their gratitude.
We thank the Chinese government for their quick response and help. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai, whose loving support brings comfort to many. Our prayers for a swift return of the storm affected to their productive day-to-day lives, as well as humanity's thoughtful efforts toward restoring Earth's balance.
Monsoons devastate India's Delhi. As rains lashed across the Indian metropolis this week, a wall in the disadvantaged area of Noida Township collapsed, causing at least 14 people to perish and injuring at least 12 others who have received treatment at a government hospital. On July 30th, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $5,000 for the most affected, such as the elderly and orphans without proper care. Expressing her love and condolence, she asked that our native or nearby association members go to comfort them. A $5,000 donation could purchase $84,000 in urgent supplies in the United States based on India's cost of living. We are thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her immediate help in India. It saddens us to know of those who have lost loved ones, and we pray for the soon restoration of the storm afflicted to their fulfilling day-to-day lives.
May such intensive weather patterns be eased as more people adopt compassionate, earth-stabilizing lifestyles.
Formosa or Taiwan rocked by earthquake. An undersea 5.4 magnitude quake struck the nation's south early on Thursday. The tremor was 1.7 kilometers deep and was centered 70 kilometers southeast of the city of Kaohsiung. There have been no reports of casualties or damage thus far. Thank heaven for the protection of those in the quake-shaken region. May such potential disasters subside as we strive for more caring stewardship of the planet. Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu sparks fears of more livestock to human epidemics.
With current confirmed cases numbering 177,650 and fatalities at 1,127 in over 160 countries, experts remind that hundreds of thousands, if not millions, more swine flu infections are unaccounted for. Azerbaijan has reported her first two cases of the virus, while Belgium and France suffered their first swine flu deaths. Ireland witnessed a surge in cases as 500 people were afflicted in 1 week, and two people were reported to be in the hospital struggling for their lives. Similarly, England saw a steep rise of 110,000 cases last week. In Sao Paulo, Brazil, the state with the highest number of swine flu deaths nationwide, many schools and universities are extending winter vacation periods in the hopes that the return of warmth in mid-August will see a reduction in cases. Also in the southern hemisphere, the hard-hit city of Melbourne, Australia, stated that its first wave of the flu appears to be subsiding. However, more deadly second and third waves of re-emerged flu strains are still possible, as is the norm in most pandemics.
Meanwhile, Israeli experts warn of the very real possibility of more virulent diseases other than the swine flu that could emerge, in which viruses are also passed from livestock to become human pandemics. Looking at previous examples, such as Legionnaire's disease, AIDS, bird flu, and now swine flu, Dr. Shimon Perk, director of the Avian Diseases Laboratory at the Qimron Veterinary Institute in Israel, stated that it is crucial for veterinary and public health experts to work closely together.
We appreciate the efforts of Dr. Perk and all agencies, researchers, and healthcare personnel working to protect lives from this devastating virus. Our prayers are with those who have suffered loss or affliction from this disease. May the dawning truth that swine flu is just one of many present dangers of meat production awaken us to adopt an animal-free diet that ensures our peaceful well-being.
Foreseeing this tragic event some years ago, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide.
Alternative living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
European Union assists displaced Palestinians. A recently pledged donation of 5 million euros to the United Nations Relief Works Agency, or UNRWA, will provide vital food aid to over 130,000 Palestinian refugees in Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. This sum is on top of the 39.7 million euros in aid already provided to refugees in the West Bank and Gaza in 2009. Karen Abu Zaid, the UN agency's Commissioner General, said, "This contribution allows us to continue providing for the needs of the most vulnerable Palestine refugees and underscores the European Commission's commitment to their well-being."
I wish that at some stage this partnership ends. This would be the best possible news for the Palestinian society. It would mean that there is no need for humanitarian aid anymore, and that we have moved to another stage, which is development, which is a normalization of the political situation, of the social and economical situation.
European Union and all member states, many thanks and Providence bless your commitment to bringing comfort and care to brethren in need. Wishing the gracious Palestinians and all displaced persons a soon return to lives of dignity and fulfillment.
Japan's political party president calls for end to Afghan military engagement. The president of the Democratic Party of Japan, or DPJ, Mr. Yukio Hatoyama, has stated that he would end Japan's support of military interventions in Afghanistan. Mr. Hatoyama, who was speaking while campaigning for the August 30th election, stated, "Our basic stance is not to extend the mission." With the Democratic Party of Japan widely expected to win the upcoming election, Mr. Hatoyama would become Japan's next premier. Other DPJ officials have stated a similar wish to focus on reconstruction projects in Afghanistan. "Our thanks, Mr. Hatoyama and Democratic Party of Japan, for your support of a humanitarian approach for the Afghan people. Surely your commitment to such peaceful restoration will bring blessing to both nations."
China reducing capital punishment. Vice President of China's Supreme People's Court, Jiang Jun, has announced that the country plans to reduce death sentences substantially. This will be accomplished through revised legislation and commuted sentencing. Since giving the Supreme People's Court permission to review death sentences 2 years ago, China reports that some percentage have already been lessened. Our respectful thanks, Judicial Vice President Jiang and China, for your compassionate rule. May the value of human life prevail with ever more clemency in our world.
Building materials shipped for Gaza. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak stated that hundreds of tons of cement and other building materials will be allowed into Gaza, Palestine via the UN Relief and Works Agency. The much-needed supplies will be used for projects such as the reconstruction of a flour mill and repair of many schools. "We thank the UN Relief and Works Agency, Israel, and others involved in making this delivery possible. Our prayers for the restoration of Gaza and the productive daily lives of the Palestinian people.
Republic of Ireland accepts Guantanamo detainees to assist the US Obama administration's goal of closing the Guantanamo Bay facility. Irish Justice Minister Dermot Ahern has announced that his country is welcoming two detainees upon their release. Ireland is among the first of several European Union member states that have volunteered to accept former inmates as permanent residents. Justice Minister Ahern and Ireland, we laud your kind and hospitable gesture, wishing the two men lives of abundant goodness in your warm-hearted, beautiful land. Celebrating Moroccan King's 10th anniversary. This past week, citizens and international dignitaries alike commemorated the decade-long reign of His Majesty King Mohammed VI of Morocco. Along with traditional and modern celebrations, His Majesty received congratulatory messages from leaders of such countries as Tunisia, United Arab Emirates, the Kingdom of Bahrain, and the United States. During the King's 10 years on the throne, Morocco has seen significant improvements across such areas as poverty elimination, economic growth, women's rights, and education. Our respectful congratulations, Your Majesty, for a decade of fruitful accomplishment. May your nation be blessed with many more years of prosperity and wise leadership.
Life of Indian Queen honored. One of the last queens of India, Rajmata Gayatri Devi, has passed away at the age of 90. Born a princess, Her Royal Highness went on to marry and later won election to India's parliament with the greatest landslide victory in history, earning her a place in the Guinness Book of Records. She was re-elected twice and also established the prestigious Maharani Gayatri Devi Girls Public School. In her later years, she became affectionately known as Rajmata or Queen Mother. Our deep sympathies to the loved ones of Maharani Gayatri Devi. May her soul rest serenely in heaven's everlasting love as her grace and spirited life continues to be a beacon of inspiration for many.
Jazz composer George Russell remembered. The renowned American jazz pianist and music theorist has passed away at age 86. Considered one of the great innovators of his time, Mr. Russell contributed significantly to the development of modern jazz. With some of his early career spent in Europe, he toured throughout the world and served as a guest conductor for a wide range of European radio groups. Mr. Russell later taught for 35 years at the New England Conservatory in Massachusetts, where he was a distinguished artist-in-residence emeritus, and was honored with awards that included a National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master, two Guggenheim Fellowships, and the British Jazz Award. Our sincere condolences to the friends and family of the gifted Mr. George Russell. May his soul rest peacefully in the eternal light and comfort of the divine.
Beluga whale saves diver's life. While participating in a free diving contest at Polar Land Theme Park in Harbin, northeast China, Yang Yun found her legs suddenly paralyzed by the Arctic waters when she tried to swim back up after a dive. The 26-year-old said, "I thought that was it for me, that I was dead, until I felt this incredible force under me driving me to the surface." It was Miller, a beluga whale, who saw what happened and swam toward Yun, then clasped the young woman's legs gently within her own jaws and hoisted her to the surface. One of the organizers said of Miller, "She's a sensitive animal who works closely with humans, and I think this girl owes her her life." Our salute of admiration, Miller, for your heroic and life-saving actions. And thank you for reminding us of the blessing we have in beings like you who safekeep lives, love and peace underwater.
Save our planet. Crab species in urgent need of protection. In a first-of-its-kind global study of freshwater invertebrates, research conducted for the International Union for Conservation of Nature found that a sixth of the world's freshwater crab species are threatened with extinction. Crabs, which recycled plant waste and other matter, play a crucial role in maintaining healthy ecosystems.
They are also highly sensitive to changes in their habitat. Scientists say that deforestation, especially in tropical regions such as the Amazon, is a major factor in their decline. Study lead Dr. Ben Collin of the Zoological Society of London is urging the freshwater crabs protection, saying that their loss could endanger water quality and even climate regulation.
Dr. Collin, colleagues and International Union for Conservation of Nature, our gratitude for your scientific insights into the imperiled freshwater crab and its contribution to our fragile ecological balance. Let us act quickly in adopting sustainable ways that support our planetary co-inhabitants.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, who works tirelessly to ensure the welfare of all beings, emphasized the need to halt deforestation in a June 2009 video message in Veracruz, Mexico.
We have to ban deforestation, and we have to plant more trees, of course. Wherever there's erosion or empty land, we have to plant trees. Okay. Now, deforestation is also largely driven by meat production. 80% of clear Amazon forest is designated as a cattle grazing area to prepare the animals for slaughter, and the remainder is planted as soy crops, used also largely for animal feed. So, to stop animal product is to protect our precious forest, the lung of our earth, and the crucial factor for our survival.
Save our planet, California to cap emissions. Legislators have passed a bill that implements the nation's first economy-wide emissions limits, with plans to reduce emissions 25% by the year 2020. With Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger already having stated that he will sign the bill, it is set to go into effect by 2012, with the California Air Resources Board appointed to monitor greenhouse gas emissions and ensure that acceptable levels are maintained.
The bill was created based on scientific evidence gathered by California's Climate Change Center and the Union of Concerned Scientists, or UCS, that revealed a bleak future for the state if heat-trapping emissions are not reduced. Another recent study by the University of California at Berkeley showed that environmental action can actually improve the economy with greater income and some 90,000 new jobs.
A big bravo, Governor Schwarzenegger and California, for taking the lead in sustainable living. We look forward to hearing of your next green successes that will surely inspire many other governments toward the same.
Save our planet. To prevent further destruction in the Amazon, the Brazilian Vegetable Oils Industry Association has agreed on another year's extension of boycotting the purchase of soy from newly deforested land, first established in 2006.
Save our planet. A study conducted by the Energy Saving Trust and the UK's Environment Agency finds that installation of such devices as low-flow taps and water meters could save Britain's 30% of the carbon emissions associated with water heating, as well as conserving both water and money.
Save our planet. Named in honour of the late musical great Michael Jackson, the Green Heal the World event was organised for the first time in Austria at a formerly designated nuclear plant, now being converted to a solar power station, with awards presented in such categories as eliminating poverty and improving education and climate.
A complete vegan. For a tip on a nutritious veggie, I'd like to tell you about okra. In many countries, okra is quite popular. It's high in fiber, vitamins A, C, K, and B6, as well as folate, calcium, potassium, magnesium, wow, and so much more. It can be eaten by itself or used in stir-fry, soup, or other yummy vegan dishes. enjoy. A big thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching, and here's the weather in some cities around the world. Moo!
World News, the European Commission donates 5 million euros to help the Caribbean overcome weather-related emergencies. The funds were awarded through European Commission's Humanitarian Aid Office, ECHO, for the 2009 hurricane season, which continues until the end of November. Focus will be on the most susceptible communities. European Commissioner for Development and Humanitarian Aid, Mr. Louis Michel, stated, "My visits to the areas affected have enabled me to see with my own eyes how the grassroots preparedness schemes we put in place can limit damage and save lives. Our deepest appreciation, European Commission, and God bless your concern for the citizens of the Caribbean. May many people be benefited in time of need by your kind assistance."
In education news, a visually impaired student in Formosa or Taiwan wins the top scholastic award. Ms. Shuang Xingxie graduated with a bachelor's degree in computer science at the National Tsinghua University and received the Mei Yi Shi Commemorative Award. Ms. Shuang will continue her work of advancing technology for audiobooks in order to make them more user-friendly when she enters a master's program at the university. Ms. Shuang says she wishes to encourage others to cherish what they have and actualize their dreams whenever possible. Congratulations, Ms. Chuang, on your well-deserved recognition. May you have a future filled with success and happiness. Up next on Noteworthy News, World Wildlife Fund advocates the safeguarding of the Borneo rhino's home. We'll meditate on their radiant inner light now. Be back soon with more caring news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, supporting News First Solidarity World. In animal welfare news, the World Wildlife Fund, WWF, urges the protection of rare Borneo rhino's forest habitat. WWF stated that only 30 of the critically endangered rhinos exist in the wild area of the Sabah State, the Malaysian territory of Borneo. The plea comes after a WWF Malaysia team recorded an image of a 20-year-old female rhino. Two calves have also been recently identified. Mr. Raymond Alfred, senior manager of WWF Malaysia's Borneo Species Program, said, "The future of rhinos in Borneo now depends on how seriously the forest reserves can be managed sustainably. Our sincere gratitude, Mr. Raymond Alfred and World Wildlife Fund of Malaysia, for your dedicated care of our rhinoceros co-inhabitants. May we truly be guardians of the blessed animal kingdom, as heaven intended."
Let's share some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Telephone Poles.
The manager of the telephone company sent two teams out to put up telephone poles. In the evening, the manager called both of the team and asked how many poles they had put in the ground. The first team say, 12. The manager said, "Oh, good. And how about the second team? How many did you
put in the ground. We had done 5, was the answer. 5? But the other team made 12. Why you did only 5? The second team leader said, yeah, but look, the first team only buried them halfway. They left them all sticking out of the ground.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
There is a rainbow around the full moon. Wish we can share a peace dream here in the present together. Viewer from Sun City, USA.
Greetings, kind viewer. Thank you for your sweet poem. We're delighted to join in helping to create a peaceful planet where all of God's children are cherished and respected with heaven's blessings and our love.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you always feel the grace-filled presence of God in your life. See you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates indicates that the U.S. may accelerate the withdrawal of troops from Iraq with an additional brigade of 5,000 leaving by the end of 2009.
Making contact for the first time in 60 years, the leaders of Formosa or Taiwan and China, Ma Ying-jeou and Hu Jintao, exchange cordial greetings as each express a wish for continued advancements in peaceful relations.
Speaking in a press conference with British Foreign Secretary David Miliband, United States Secretary of State Hillary Clinton urges Iran to free all political prisoners.
The OIC General Secretariat and a US delegation meet in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia to discuss follow-up actions on their cooperative endeavor to assist in the global effort of eliminating polio.
In an interview with Ugandan Daily Monitor newspaper, Success Africa's CEO, Ethan Mussolini, shares that a vegetarian diet has given him more energy and a healthy immune system.
American George Hutchins, founder of the Project Schumann at www.schumann.org, uses money received from selling donated shoes to buy drilling rigs and teach people in Kenya how to drill wells for water.
Non-profit organization Slow Food USA launches Time for Lunch, a grassroots campaign encouraging lawmakers to fund national programs that provide wholesome foods from fresh produce in school lunches.
A Sri Lankan Global Youth Tobacco Survey reports that anti-tobacco policies have resulted in a decrease of tobacco consumption for both young persons and adults.
Qatar Charity is donating $1 million to programs in Darfur, Sudan that include constructing a mosque and school for girls, building water wells, distributing food, and supporting income-generating projects.
The U.S. government donates an additional $8 million to assist 280,000 Sri Lankan war victims in obtaining food, shelter, and healthcare.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.